Hey, y'all, guess what time it is? It's the Grawlix Saves the World time.
All right, the Grawlix saves the world.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're getting big. Our worries are mixed as has a cake. Well, the Grawlix saves the world.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Grawlix Saves the World. My name is Adam Caton Holland, and with me, as always, is my friend Andrew Orvidal, also a Grawlix member.
So and good. So
Andrew
good to be here.
And I are delighted to welcome a very special guest to the podcast. Ben Roy is actually here today. And you're out there, you're listening, you're saying, but Ben Roy's part of the Grawlix, so is that a big deal? He's just the guy that kind of hosts with you, right? Yeah, you would think. One would think that. However, Ben has been on the road tirelessly performing his craft of comedy. And yes, he has been on the podcast episodes, but we do a live show every month called The Grawlix. And Ben's missed, what, 11 in
Several.
A row, Andrew?
No,
Several.
I haven't missed a fucking, what the fuck?
Okay. If you're, I'm trying to help you, Ben. If you're a comedy booker, it does not matter how much money you have to pay, Ben. It doesn't matter where you are.
Oh, that one
But
hurts.
If you can book him on the night of the Grawlix, he will do your show as opposed to the Grawlix. Am I right about that, Ben?
This is 100%.
Well, it's a little too real.
I think bookers know this, actually, and they've been calling Ben up, and they're like, hey, get you on that Grawlix Saturday? And he's like, you got it.
It's like a known thing now.
But we're going too hard at Ben. In Ben's defense.
Let's go hard in Ben.
How could he possibly know? How could he possibly
Don't go
know?
Hard,
Let's go hard in
me
Ben.
Again. It's remember the 6 foot inside me, 6 foot. You know, I adhere to the
From designing the posters and the language of all our marketing, how could Ben possibly know that our show is the last Saturday of every month and has been for years?
Yeah.
How could he be expected to know that? Conflicts are going to arise.
Listen, yeah. I didn't. Okay. To our listeners, they are going so hard in on me right now. And this was not intentional.
It feels a little. It does feel a little intentional.
I feel like the first one was unintentional, and now on.
Like if we were dating, I'd get the hint, and I wouldn't text you anymore. Let's put it that way.
I'm trying to do as much as possible live because the Delta thing. We don't know what this.
The Grawlix is a live show. I don't know if you knew this. It is actually live, and there's an audience there, and it is comedy. So
I need money. I need money. I'm struggling.
The Grawlix does charge.
No, the Grawlix pays. I don't know. I am sorry to fans that have come to the live show the last couple months that I have not been present. It was not intentional. It was just some booking things that happened. And
just money. Capitalist pig rooting around in the roots and leaves for your precious dollars.
Right?
Exactly right, Andrew.
Fucking asshole.
A swish is a swish is a swish, and Andrew just fucking swished it. Anyway, we do have a live show the last Saturday
Wait,
of every
that
month.
Was your
a
other,
swish is a swish.
A swish is a swish. Swish was your
That's
other
one of those Dr. Seuss books. That
a swish is a swish is a swish.
Let's get to the challenge. We have a challenge, and let's get to it.
Wait. Yeah. You guys
I'm excited
have a
about this episode's
wait,
challenge.
Ben, this castigation doesn't just end with this upfront riffing. We have a challenge designed to punish you specifically for your absentee comedy. Andrew and I thought of this. And we know because, boy, you just exposed your Achilles heel once, and we fucking seize on that, and we don't forget. You're deathly afraid of roller coasters, motherfucker, aren't you?
I do not like roller coasters.
Ben, we asked you here
despite,
today to talk about your fear
despite
of roller coasters.
Your bad boy lifestyle, you hate roller coasters. You ride a motorcycle, you do jujitsu, you sing in a rock and roll band, you put your fingers in strangers' mouth.
Sure, but that all takes place on the ground.
Afraid of roller coasters.
I do not like roller coasters.
So
we're
going to
make you ride
a
roller coaster.
A roller coaster. We're going to engineer and design one. Andrew and I make it, and you're the first test guy on it.
But we want it to be comfortable for you. So the roller coaster, you sit on a motorcycle and it rockets you through a crowd of adoring fans who will like paw at your face as your own band's music plays.
This is actually, you guys know exactly what I've always wanted. This is my dream.
That's not the challenge. There's no curveballs here. We're making you ride a roller coaster.
A real roller coaster at Elitch's, where your own son works. Can I say that? Can we divulge that?
Yes, you can divulge that, but I am not.
Your son?
I'm not riding.
Yes, you are. You are going to ride a roller coaster at Elitch's.
That's the challenge.
Wait. How does this make the world better? Me barfing on a bunch of people or fucking having a panic attack and threatening to throttle everybody in the line. That's
okay. First of all, it makes it a little better by punishing you for all of your absences. We can all agree that's a
petty
good thing.
Motherfuckers.
And I mean, if we need another reason, it helps you confront your fears, right? It's good to stare those fears down and, you know,
totally
banish them.
Yeah, new agey BS, blah 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 blah. The point is, you fucked up, and we're punishing you for it.
Wait, no, I don't. First of all, I don't like this challenge at all. Like,
good, then mission accomplished.
Great, then it's already a success. I can't even wait for the second half of the episode.
I don't think I can do this challenge. I don't like.
You
this.
Can ride a roller coaster. Have you? Okay, well, let's get to the origin. Why are you so afraid of roller coasters?
Oh, God, I don't know. I've been scared of them.
Did a roller coaster yell at you in the past?
I mean, I don't. Oh, man, this makes me sweat. Like, I'm sitting here sweating, thinking about it. I don't know.
Just
I don't.
Extra tidbit for our listeners.
I don't like it goes from the ride to as it looks. My parents took me on Big Thunder Mountain Railroad at Disney World when I was younger, and I just fucking cried and screamed all the way through it, and it was a traumatic thing. And I don't like the roller coasters that, like, I don't like being restrained or like trapped in things like airplanes. And that's like, they like suck your chest into a seat and they're like, you can't get up, you can't get off this thing.
Fine.
I don't
to help you out, we will allow you not to fasten yourself. You don't have to worry. but Ben, you fly
if that's
all
your
the
problem,
time. You overcame your fear of flights. You fly all the time.
That's true.
To Miss Grolic shows. So yeah, but why can't you overcome this fear?
I don't know. This is because I have to fly. I don't have to take a roller coaster to
you
go
can stay and do the Grolic.
You fucking assholes. This is so oh my God. My forehead is legitimately sweating.
Yeah, you know, I think I can see Ben's point. I do go on roller coasters and I confronted my fear of them just in a weird, random day. I just went with a bunch of people who worked on our old show, Those Who Can't. We just did like a weird like adults theme park day and it was so fun, and all we did was the crazy rides. There were no kid rides, and I did rides I would normally never do. I did this shit where they put you in the harness and then the whole like sled kind of thing like inverts, so you're kind of in like a hanging like Superman pose just dangling above the ground, and Jesus. Then it's a roller coaster, then it like rockets you around.
It was fun about that. It feels like flying. Does it really feel like flying? Yeah, it was fun.
You're hanging upside down,
you're hanging from a fucking rail.
It's like
that was
you're just like a toy
G.I.
Joe being rocketed around. It's fun. Yeah,
I went to Universal Studios with Katie when we all lived in L.A. and we went on that Harry Potter ride, and they've got you in like chairs with your legs dangling out. And we were going through some part of it, and the ride just sort of stopped, and we were both like sideways like this.
Okay, that's another thing I don't like. Like, what happens if the ride malfunctions and I'm just left up there dangling?
Then it's time for reflection. You got a little time out in your life. Why not use that time for a little quiet reflection while you're hanging upside down?
This already makes me want to barf. Like,
I have no control.
As an added Go ahead, Adam.
We have no control over the world. We have no control over our lives. Random things can happen at any point, so might as well toss the dice on a roller coaster.
Yeah, you ride a motorcycle, so don't worry about it. As an added asterisk, your son Milo will be operating the ride for the first time ever in his Elitch's career. We're going to surprise him. He gets to pull the lever on the...
That won't happen. That I know is not going to happen because you have to be 17, and he wanted to run.
Well, I greased the wheels at Elitch's. You think cash doesn't talk over at Elitch's? You think they give just a shit who's running the rides?
I don't like this at all. Like, why? What are we doing? Wait, just a second.
This is so much better than I could have ever.
Yeah, this is going.
I thought
great.
You were just going to be like, all right, fine.
No, what? When have I ever? I don't like things like that.
Also, before we go on the ride, we're each eating one dish of old eggs.
I'll bring the old eggs.
Fair's
I've got
fair.
Them.
Old eggs.
Oh, God.
A dish of old eggs. That sounds like an actual.
Okay, wait,
at a restaurant.
What are you bringing on a roller coaster?
It's a pretty clear challenge.
Stop. No. How many do I have to ride? I'm not going to ride. My nerves, I don't think my nerves will handle a lot of them.
You know what? They loosen up. Once you do the first crazy one, you'll be riding that adrenaline high. And then trust me, it's like a dam breaking. The other ones get easier. We'll start with something just right out of hell.
Let me remind you, Andrew, a dam breaking is not a positive event.
It is if you're a tree that needs water down slope.
Let nature come back. Break down the dams.
No, but a dam breaking is a highly destructive event.
Yeah, but then think of the growth afterward.
I don't like this. So wait, how many do I have to do?
Let's stop pouncing on Ben. You have to do one roller coaster, and we'll ride with you, and we'll hold your hands, and that's it. And you just
he's gonna ride both our hands. So I'm not holding Ben's hand. Are you kidding me?
Do I get to pick the coaster?
No. We get to pick. You're gonna pick the little ooh, I go in a circle and there's one or two like mild bumps in it. No. We'll be picking
fine.
The roller coaster.
As a matter of fact, there's no we. I want Andrew to pick. I want Cannonball Run, fucking insane Orbital telling us which ride to get on.
In charge. Is this a challenge for both? I mean, do you guys like roller coasters now?
Well, like I said, I got over it. I used to not like them. I could do other rides, but I didn't like the truly insane ones. And then I did that day at Six Flags in L.A. It's up north of L.A. And we just did every crazy ride, like every ride that I would normally walk by in the park and be like, absolutely not. No fucking way. We just did those rides. And by the end of the day, I was like, oh, OK, I guess I can like handle those. But I didn't until I did that. I definitely had to like conquer that.
Adam, I'm not afraid. Like, it's a dumb thing. There's so much real shit to be afraid of. You think I'm scared of a roller coaster that has thousands of people going on every fucking day? No, man, I'm not scared of a
these theme parks are no match for Adam's new nihilism. Holy shit.
Who gives a shit? If I get flung on the roller coaster and die that day, it was my time. Who gives a shit?
They're actually opening up a new ride at Elitch's. It's just Adam in a tent and people go in one at a time and Adam takes them on this dark ride. Shook. They leave the park sweating.
Now that's a ride.
It's called Shook.
That's a ride I can get behind. I like Shook.
Ben and
I
go on that ride every time we hang out, just the two of us.
You guys can invite me to one of these hangs sometime.
So
that's the challenge. No, you've hemmed and hawed enough. We got to save room for the back half to talk about this.
You guys
experience.
Can't see that I have a firm grasp on my genitals right now, just squeezing them.
Jeez, is that your reaction to being afraid?
I just have to pee really bad. This makes me have to piss.
Whatever you gotta do, bud, because we're getting on a roller coaster.
We were talking about going early so we could just skip the line and go right on. But there's something that makes a roller coaster especially scary when you have to wait in line and listen to people scream on it over and over and over again as it clatters overhead. And you've got a good 40 minutes to really marinate in the fear of it. So we'll see when we show up.
Was Ron in on this?
We'll see when we do it.
Did Ron, the producer Ron,
put you up? No, Ron had nothing to do with it. He's
nodding yes in the like camera view.
Ron, I'm trying to save your life here.
Well, I don't think
stop asking how the sausage was made and eat the goddamn sausage.
I don't eat meat. The whole thing, all your metaphors,
Jesus.
the
Morningstar Farm sausage.
Oh, God.
Also, can your son get us in for free? The most important part of this challenge.
Yeah, can he get us in for free?
I'm literally dizzy sitting in my wingback chair. Like,
so
I
you're prepping. You're prepping for the experience of this ride. So,
oh, God.
All right. Let me do my best Ben Roy impression. Why don't we do this? Why don't we listen to some stand-up comedy? This is from our live show that we did at High Plains, the Grolux at High Plains, and this comic had a killer set. She's so funny. Please enjoy Georgia Comstock. And when we come back, we will have ridden a roller coaster and Ben will have learned it's foolish to keep missing Grolluxes because we punish you this way.
I mean, hopefully Ben will be back. Every now and then one of those harnesses, the locking mechanism doesn't catch.
I'm
and somebody
this.
Just gets thrown
stop,
like a little fucking
it,
raggedy hand
if
across
we're
the
not
park.
Back, the three of us died on the roller coaster and this one half of an episode is our final will and testament to you, our listeners. Thank you so much for listening. We've appreciated
Stop.
This ride.
That's not
and
fucking
I hope you appreciate
funny.
The ride.
It's not fucking
funny. Maybe it works for us.
I mean, if you get to choose, is there a cooler way to die? Where
Dude,
you want to die like
stop
rotting away like a fucking composting log in a bed? Or do you want to die on a roller coaster? Come on, think about it.
Stop.
We'll
Just
be right
go
back.
To the-
we'll be back. We'll be back. We'll be back. Maybe we'll be back. Maybe we'll be back.
Anyway, so I just moved into a new neighborhood. I live in Cap Hill, and I love it. Yeah, I love living in Cap Hill, except I joined the Nextdoor app. You guys using the Nextdoor app? Yeah, this fucking trash app. I was like honestly hyped to get on Nextdoor and I was like, this is gonna be great. But actually it's like, you know how when you watch people fight on Facebook and you're like, look at these strangers yelling at each other. Well, now you can see them outside. It's great. It's insane. Sometimes I'm like, I'm not actually sure how this became an app because I can't think of anybody sitting at home being like, you know what would make my life better? If my neighbors could get a hold of me faster. Man, that'd be tight. Brian, two doors down? Damn, he's always got good shit to say. Nobody's ever thought that. Nobody thinks that. Here's the argument in Cap Hill, okay? The big argument on Nextdoor, everyone's bikes are getting stolen, okay? It's a problem. Bikes are getting stolen. They're tiny. We live in a city. Bikes are gonna get stolen. But then somebody sees a guy riding down the street with like five bikes. It's a lot of bikes to be riding at one time. And then somebody takes a picture of five bike guy. They post that picture on the Nextdoor app and they're like, hey, if anyone's missing their bike, this guy's got five. And then everybody else on Nextdoor is like, how fucking dare you assume that guy stole those bikes. And it's like, I guess we are assuming. But I ride a bike, a bunch of my friends ride bikes. I don't even know anybody who owns two complete bikes. Let alone rides them at the same fucking time. So I think we can assume, okay, I'm gonna give it to you. Two of them are his, okay? He took two of them when he left home that day, picked up three along the way.
Hey, do you love the Grolux Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up. And we are back.
No. You don't. No. I'm starting.
I did. I already did it. No, I said. No. And we're back.
No.
We're back.
I'll do it. This is the second half of
Ron,
the
you can play the magic
podcast.
Sound because we're back.
Andrew, since when do you do this? This is my job.
I did it. I already did it.
We haven't started recording. Here we go. We're recording right now.
You got to keep this, Ron.
We are started recording.
No, we're not. This is my fucking job.
All right,
second
go
half.
Ahead.
Sure, sure. I'm sure Ron will start it here. Yeah, go ahead.
Go.
We are back through the magic of podcasting. It's 1 week later, and we have ridden the ride. We have chased the dragon. We have looked our fears in the face, and we've told them to fuck off. We've been to Elitch's. We've been to Six Flags still? Are they even related anymore?
No, they're not at Six Flags anymore. No,
no longer affiliated. It's a week later, and we've gone on some roller coasters, and boy, howdy, it was fun. It was a good time.
Yep, we punished Ben. We went to Elitch's right in the heart of Denver. First of all, nothing adds to the scariness of an amusement park like financial duress. That's like a flavor that you really want in any theme park, is like years of reading about what financial duress the theme park is under. Like, sure. They're barely afloat. It just adds another layer of tension to all the rides. Like, can they even pay to maintain these things? Have they even been safety checked? Who knows?
And it's cool when they're not only are they under financial duress, but you personally are under financial duress as well. Yet you still have to plunk down $25 for parking and $65 for a day pass, like a goddamn king.
It was $20 for parking. Let's not get out. Let's not attack.
Adam got VIP parking.
What?
So let's address this. Ben's son Milo works at the theme park, which we can get more into later. But we were all, I think, naively under the impression that we were all getting in free to Elitch's. So it's like, let's punish Ben. We'll all be getting in free. We'll take him on a roller coaster. That was not the case. We did not get in free. So in a truly Grolic's genius move, all of us paid full price to take Ben to Elitch's, who did get in free, and take him on a roller coaster.
I did not.
We inadvertently made Elitch's hundreds of dollars. Oh, you had, oh, you
I had
to pay
too. Yeah. He,
God,
I didn't,
your son is
well,
icing
no,
you out.
I didn't see him before this because I had been out of town, which is part of the reason why we're having to do these challenges, is because you
better.
Guys are jealous about my road schedule. That's been a big problem here.
I feel better than knowing that you also had to pay.
No, I did have to pay. The cool thing about part of the reason why Elitch's, for people outside of Denver who don't know why it's so expensive, but also what makes it unique, is it's one of the few large amusement parks that is actually in the city.
It's right in the heart of the city, yeah.
Right downtown. True. Beautiful views of the skyline. That's what makes Elitch's so special. But it also makes it a pain because there's no fucking parking anywhere.
And it makes Denver look just like a fun place. Like, hey, tired at work? Why don't you go down on your lunch break, ride the Ferris wheel, and go right back to work?
Yep.
Really? You're
right
tired at work?
Downstairs.
And so you wake yourself up by taking a couple laps on the Ferris
wheel.
Yeah,
that's the vibe, baby.
Some people microdose. Some people just take a spin on a roller coaster and get inspired.
Yeah. I'll be right back.
We did do the right thing, though. This was going to be a pretty busy weekend there because it was a holiday weekend, and we though got up early. We got up at
this was
9:30.
The idea if we were there right when it opened, you know, less lines, we could get right on the ride. This is an insane idea. Going on a roller coaster first thing in the morning is fucking nuts.
Especially
is
when I had been
crazy.
Out at a ska concert with Adam.
Yeah,
Kate
Adam.
Nolan,
you two were at the Boston show.
We went to see
super
the Mighty
late.
Mighty Boston's. Adam got pretty.
Adam was so hungover.
Lit, pretty lit up.
100%. Brian Cook came into town. I was a ska dad, right in my zone. Probably put down
all
six,
of this sounds
seven
cool.
IPAs. couple of yep. Bud Lights, a banquet beer, just really celebrated life.
After the show, those two skedaddled to another bar and kept drinking while I went home. So when Adam showed up at the park in the morning.
Little green.
I knew that the roller coaster would not faze me because this is a baby challenge. Ride a roller coaster, not a hard challenge. However, get yourself so fucking hungover, you're teetering on puking anyway and ride a roller coaster. Well, now it's a proper challenge.
It was amazing. So we did have some, we had some drama. We'll just address this drama. We don't have to make a whole meal out of it. There was an issue.
This is what I wanted to talk about.
The challenge was we got to punish Ben by choosing a roller coaster for him to go on. That's what we established.
That's right.
It's what we said in the first half of this episode.
Yep.
And Adam said, I got to pick the roller coaster because he doesn't know anything about roller coasters. So when we got to the park, I texted everyone, we're going on the Boomerang. I researched it online. It looks like exactly what I'm looking for to scare Ben on a roller coaster. We're doing the Boomerang.
Ben
gets in the park first, and he's like, we're going on the Mind Eraser. There's no line. I was like, no, we're not going on the Mind Eraser. We're going on the Boomerang.
That is not
you
what
don't
happened.
Get to choose
that is not
the
what
roller
happened.
Coaster.
First of all,
that
Ron
is exactly what happened.
Ron and I arrive early, and Ron has brought four teenagers, his kids, and two of their friends to laugh at me.
Tip of the cap to producer Ron.
Yeah, nice move by Ron.
Thank you for that.
Also present is my ex-wife, Crystal. She knows how much I hate roller coasters that she says she has to be there for this. So now Crystal is there. So we have a peanut gallery. We arrive and then we start texting about where to meet. Now, Ron and I are in agreement that we talked about Mind Eraser, the baddest one in the park. And so that's where I had prepared myself when I didn't
I know.
Sleep.
I was thinking that. I knew you would. I knew you'd watch videos of it.
I didn't fucking sleep because I
knew
was preparing
it.
For
I
Mind
knew
Eraser.
You would prep for Mind Eraser, so I threw you the proverbial boomerang, and I was like, I'm going to pick one that he's not psyched up for. Just to add to it.
Listen, you're both correct. Ben, we did mention the Mind Eraser. We never settled
so
definitively.
So I prepped for that. Mulling over
Ron
Mind
could play
Eraser.
Back the tape. It was probably brought up as we were thinking about which roller coasters, but we definitely ended by saying, Andrew's the biggest theme park enthusiast. Andrew will pick the roller coaster to punish and Ben.
And threw you, I tried to throw you a curveball
100% how we
with
ended
the boomerang.
It.
So anyway...
Anyway, a lot of fighting back and forth.
On text.
Ben did the classic divorced kid move where he was talking to me and then he called Adam to to see what Adam would say. Oh, classic. I guess it was divorced
kid. It was
such
a microcosm
move.
Of the Grolix relationship. It was like, yeah. and I kept telling Andrew, I was like, he's at the fucking Mind Eraser now. I know you're right, Andrew, but you're just going to delay this. Andrew and I both were in a hurry. And Andrew was like, no, I'm not backing down from this. And I was just like, well, I washed my hands. Listen.
I was in a stubborn
mood. He was in a salty mood. But regardless, here's where we are. Ron and I and four teenagers and my ex-wife. Probably the weirdest group of people I've ever been
to an
amusement park.
It's a strange assortment for you to be hanging with at a theme park.
Yeah. Podcast producer, my ex-wife, and four teenagers that I don't really know at all are now in the line of Mind Eraser. You guys had already said you're not coming to this ride. You're going to the Boomerang.
We were taking funny pictures elsewhere in the park.
They had
also available
a ride called
on Patreon.
The Rockin' Tug. And boy, did I beeline towards that and say, Andrew, get my photo. And that was kind of what we were doing in this moment.
While we're getting in line for Mind Eraser, they're sending photos of them happily in front of what they've now set as a bar called the Rockin' Tug.
The Rockin' Tug. You would,
yeah.
Go into the Rockin' Tug, have a few drinks. And maybe afterward we'll go to the Quality Handy. I mean, I don't know where the night takes us, but
so I think it's Rippin' Handy, Rockin' Tug, and Rippin' Handy. I'm not in the mood for yuck yucks right now because I am having a straight up fucking panic attack. I've already pissed twice, three times that morning, like easily,
like nervous peeing.
Nervous pisses. I'm freaked out.
Pomeranian.
Because Mind Eraser, I didn't know prior to the day before, and you both bringing it up, is an inverted coaster. It's the hanging one where your feet hang, they dangle.
And then it goes in reverse, right?
No. That one just goes straight, which was the bizarre part because you said you didn't want to do
that. Was
a
the whole coaster. Yeah, I was like, I'm not going on a reverse ride first thing in the morning. It gives me motion sickness. No. I gotta like work up to it. And I thought the boomerang was a one-way thing, and that one went in reverse. So I really dropped the ball.
Yeah. So I think you got the two mixed up. But before I went on the ride, one of the teenagers that Ron had brought along, one of these miscreant, angry little teens that he had brought, they went on the ride before us. So when it pulled in, they pointed and shouted, "You're going to die," right before I'm about to get on the ride. And so that was not good.
Are you looking for teen encouragement, Ben? This is fucking dog eat dog. It's a theme park. You better sack up. No one's there to hold your hand.
That's part of the fun. The ride pulls in. You try to like kind of scare the next car getting on.
It did a good job. positive thing was we were correct in the time we went. No line. We just basically saunter kind of right up to the front.
You know where there's no line is because riding a roller coaster first thing in the morning is insane.
Milo told us, he was like, if you want to go to the park, you should come here early because you'll beat the lines. And we did. We went right up to the front. Of course, Ron is filming both these teenagers and myself. So it's kind of raising a little bit of a hubbub in line.
We're gonna have great footage. Our bonus footage is not always great. The bonus footage for this episode on Patreon is going to be great.
Ron not only has his cell phone, but he has brought a GoPro, a GoPro kind of camera that
like
straps to his wrist.
Action cam, yeah.
Yeah. And so he's
normally
got
reserved
this
for colonoscopies, but he...
Yeah. So he sits
He rented it for the day.
Directly in front of my ex and I, who wants to sit beside me on this thing. He sits in front, and now he's just hanging his arm off the side of the roller coaster as if he's constantly signaling a right turn on this roller coaster. And
for a track that's not there.
Yeah, it's not there. And the floor dips out. Who does that? The floor drops out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Did I? My heart. Oh, my God. At that point, I was like, fuck you. Fuck. Hey, fuck you. And then this thing comes out of the gate and starts climbing the biggest goddamn hill. And then we get to the top of the track. And I just hear Ron go, oh, yeah, here we go. Like, he just yells. That first drop, I turned that ride PG-13 to R, but NC-17 rating very quickly.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Yeah. Whoa, you were describing graphic sex scenes?
The whole time. He's deep.
Ben was describing penetration to everyone on the ride with him, which is like,
I
wow.
I just yelled, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Because it goes down a big hill on a turn and then immediately goes into a loop corkscrew. So it goes up, loops, and then flips you straight over. Then you corkscrew again and down another loop and then down into the kind of a ditch in the ground. And I don't know. I don't remember seeing a lot of it.
What's amazing about listening to an adult describe a roller coaster, it's just like listening to a little kid describe a slide. It just does not do it justice.
No.
And then it was like downhill, but like a lot of downhill.
You're searching for the proper technical terminology. Yeah. Then it inverted corkscrewed, bro, into a reverse loop. It's like, no one knows what the fuck you're talking about.
It was insane. It's an insane roller coaster.
Then it goes up again into another invert corkscrew. I almost barf.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then we go down around, and then we come around to the corner, and then it stops you as if there's something important on the track, like that someone has crossed the track. They haven't. That's just how they stop the ride, crushing my balls. And my hands and head and feet were all tingling because all of my plasma had been centrifuged to my their extremities.
Classic plasma centrifuge.
Holy fuck.
Well, so question, because Andrew and I weren't there. Did that alleviate some of the fear? Because now you had to come over to the boomerang and join us. Where at that point,
I don't
are you
know,
like, all
because
right, I
that
did it.
One,
my fear is kind of
that one.
Unfounded.
Okay, so yes, Well, no, my fear was founded. That was terrifying. It scared me, but it was, you know, properly fun. You get an adrenaline rush. But then when we went to Boomerang, I had in my head that we're doing this second because Boomerang is not as bad a ride. And boy, was I wrong on that one. because when I get there, I see it goes forwards and backwards. So it does a cork screw loop.
Now get this right. Get the terminology right.
Yeah.
So it goes into
through the whole coaster every
time. It goes into a corkscrew loop, out of the corkscrew loop, into a full regular loop, and then up a hill, then it does it all backwards. The thing that I did not plan on is that the first hill that you do, it pulls the train backwards up the hill to get your speed up. And
dude,
that,
like a bow in an arrow, like pulling it back to just.
And it doesn't look that high from the ground, but once you're up there, it's so high.
Shit, that drop. I mean, it got us way up
there.
That
was brutal.
And
that first drop.
That was the worst drop of the whole thing. And I want people to picture like comic strip stink lines coming out from me as I'm burping and just trying to tolerate this.
Yeah, but then we have pictures of Adam having the most pleasant time on this fucking roller coaster. Like, Ben and I are clearly
screaming
in roller coaster hell, like, like one eye closed, the other one like rolling up in her head. And
I'm
Adam, he could be on a rowboat on Walden's fucking pond, the smile on this guy's face.
I was seeing clouds and hearing classical music because I was dying. I was very close to dying. And I think I'm going to a good place. I think I've been a good enough of a person because I saw a window and it was ethereal and positive. I was not afraid.
So real quick, we get to this ride. We all now get to sit in the same car. So there are cars
next to Ben.
Two in front and two in back. Andrew and I sit in the very last cart, which I thought would make it better because on the reverse,
no,
you don't
man,
go
it's
as
like
much
a whip effect. You get the extra
and
feeling. At
imagine
the end of
everybody
it.
Listening. This thing pulls you backwards up the first hill. So the back cart gets the most drop. So we're all in the back at the last car and this thing will not stop climbing. And I'm like, this is too much. Like, it's
dude, you
too
can
much.
See the fucking Empower Field where the Broncos play. You
could
see
the
mountains.
Santa Fe,
we were
New
so
Mexico.
Fucking high up.
Yeah, you could see George O'Keefe's property from up there. I mean, we got way up there. We were backed up. And then it stops. And then they just sit you there while that dude does a countdown. And then they let us go. And that first drop, oh, man. And it shoots you back through the area where you board. So you pass everybody at, like, 65 miles an hour up over this first loop, corkscrew out of the corkscrew down over the big loop and then straight up a big hill again where it ratchets you to the top of that and then you
and
do it all
backwards. Yep.
And Andrew laughed the whole time. He actually laughed. I screamed. Ron, I believe, got footage of this one as well. He's nodding yes.
Some pretty shaky footage. And it's a great coaster though. That's a good one. I like a good little steel coaster like that.
Very quick ride. Up, back, down, you know, and then when you come back in, this was the one where I noticed Adam changed a little bit. This one changed Adam. Adam did not look.
Getting
as
off,
if
all of us had the Bambi legs. It was rough.
Dude, but I was quite hungover. I'm not making any bones about that. Very hungover from a lovely ska night. Boston's ripped, but I was dealing with it. It was fine. I was on. The pain of it was done. I'm on about my day. That took my hangover from 4 to 7. And I now had like a fucking terrible headache. And I was felt sick the rest of the fucking day. Like, it didn't end when I left you guys. I was a piece
of
shit.
Adam
not
was
helping
like,
parent all day.
I'll go hungover. And then he just, through a series of spins, pushes all the liquor straight into the top of his skull.
Yeah, he said he had a burp that was like pure beer.
Dude, I had a burp that was like I had just sipped a beer and it's like, it's that fresh. And I don't know where that came out of.
It came out of your intestines because you boomeranged it back up into your mouth.
Yeah, that was a cruel thing I did to myself. If this is a podcast about self-care, I don't recommend getting shit canned and then roller coasting first thing in the AM. Not a good one-two punch.
It was wild. So we did that. Yeah. And then we went to visit Ben's son, who was operating a ride called the Brain Drain. It's a big loop, and it's basically just like the worst part of a roller coaster on repeat. It rocks you side to side. Yeah. And just spins you around
in a loop. You just go in a permanent loop.
He kept heckling us to get on the ride.
Ben, or a more standard American? Are we talking metric loop to loop or
it's
American?
A metric loop. Yeah, it's okay. a metric loop. It's a classic London loop. And no, he's working this, and Milo wants me to get on it along with my ex, along with half drunk Adam, and incredibly sober Andrew are like, get on, it's your son's ride. And I keep telling them, those last two loop de loops made me real sick. I do not want to get on this ride. I'm going to barf. And Milo is like, it's not bad. You're not going to barf. Crystal is like, it's not a bad ride. I'll go on it. So Ron and my ex-wife go on a date together. And they go on the ride and they ride it.
You got cucked, dude.
I guess
what was really funny about this was that to the average observer who had no idea that Milo is your son, it just looked like the ride attendant was heckling you and like and pressuring you to get on the ride. Like, get on. What's wrong with you?
And at one point, he had the entire line. Yeah, he's on like a 10 platform feet above the line.
Yelling down at Ben. It was great.
And he got the crowd to start yelling at him. Two people in the crowd were like, yeah, get on, jeez.
And I was like, I'm going to barf on that ride. I don't like just going in a bunch of circles, like in a perpetual loop-de-loop. So Crystal and Ron go on. When Ron gets off, my son adds insult to injury by asking Ron if Ron is his dad now. That's what he asked. Because Milo thinks that's funny to emasculate his father. So they left. Adam and Andrew decided they had to go.
We had to get back to the Rock and Tug for a happy hour. It starts at 11.
So they
happy hour karaoke, 11 a.m. at the Rock and Tug.
Then Ron and myself and these 14-age firebrands, we went on Twister 2, which we went on the big white coaster. I figured, you know what? Let's do it. It doesn't have any loops. And that ride just violently unlodged all of my vertebrae.
Dude.
Is what that did.
That's a bone shaker for sure. That thing was leaning. I was watching it in action. I know the wood coasters are supposedly safer. The wood absorbs a lot of the vibrations, blah, blah, blah. That fucking thing was leaning like my patio out back, like just brutal
that
sway in that thing.
Is
terrifying.
So incredibly rough that Twister 2. They're supposed to be. I mean, that's what.
No, a lot of times wood ones are actually easier on you. But that thing, it's a rattler.
It's old. It's based on a 100-year-old coaster. It's all wood. It's a beautiful coaster. It's a down and back, as they call it, I learned.
It's the D&B.
And I do like the parts where you go through the center of it, through all the wood and everything. That's pretty cool. And then after that was it. We were the crowds were really starting to come in at that point. Ron wanted to take the kiddos to go to the water park. So that was where we ended it. But I ended up doing three roller coasters.
Good for you.
And
man.
I skipped Brain Drain that night. Milo told me they were both laughing because I saw them afterwards that evening. I went to say hi to Milo after work and they were both laughing and he goes, we didn't want to tell you this, but I came back from break. And a dude on that thing just power washed the platform and puke, like came into it and just as it's finishing its rock, just barfed all along the steps. And Crystal was like, I'll be honest. I wanted you to go on it, but she's like, I didn't feel right after that ride for the rest of the day. Like, she's like, my head was, I felt dizzy. And I was like, why were you on it? And she's like, it's your son's ride. But I was like, I would have barfed. I told you all I would have barfed.
Well, it's like there is a marked difference in quality between a Disney World or a Universal Studios and these local theme parks. I feel like the engineering, the amount of shock your body endures on the higher end ones is less than the ones that you go to in your hometown and just get your vertebrae fucking rattled by old machinery.
Yeah, my neck and shoulder, they're so fucked up today. I was like, oh, what did I do yesterday? I was like trying to think of like, what strenuous physical activity I did. I was like, oh yeah, I got shaken around at,
I rode one roller coaster.
Three G's.
I went though down a rabbit hole of looking up the like most intense roller coasters, like Steel Dragon 2021 or whatever. Like they,
it's a reggae
some
band,
of those,
right? I saw them at Red Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah,
some
yeah.
of those, there's one in particular at Cedar Point that when they built it, the second year it was out, they had to change some of the layout and put apparatus in because it was so fast and so intense. People were regularly graying out on the ride. Like Whoa. They would pass out.
What does that mean, graying out?
Like
it means that, you're kind of blacking out.
Like
For all of you listening and for you two as well, when you're bored, Google euthanasia coaster. This designer came up with a roller coaster that would kill people. It's a series of descending loops. It doesn't exist, but it's like a theoretical roller coaster that if you rode it, it would like kill you. You would like black out and then it would proceed to kill you. It's called the euthanasia coaster.
I almost got there in one loop.
Saudi Arabia is opening Six Flags is opening a park in Saudi Arabia outside Riyadh, and they are now constructing the largest, longest, and fastest roller coaster, and they just released a rendering of it, and people listening should go check it out. It's called Falcon's Flight, and it will use a 540-foot cliff to wedge the drop in. That will be the largest drop at 540 feet.
Fuck.
It'll hit 154 miles an hour on a roller coaster. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Important note that women are not allowed to drive the bumper cars at
the Jesus Christ. But anyway, overall, I want to say, I know this was a punishment challenge. I did not sleep the night before.
You're very brave. You didn't make excuses. You didn't shirk out. You did it.
I think I will say this did make my life better. In an odd way, Crystal and I hung out and had a very good time, as I've been, you know, talking about. We've been split up. And she had always wanted me to ride roller coasters with her. And Ron can attest when she was there, she was so excited about this. And it was good for us. We had a really good time. She and I get along. But it was also, we just had a really fun time doing this together. We've
wow.
been
See,
really working hard on
you
being
co-parents. You thought you were afraid of physical roller coasters, but you were afraid of the emotional roller coaster of hanging out with your ex for the first time and not having, you know, a fight or anything, just being cool and friends and enjoying each other's company. And
Ron,
what you
do
did
you
was
have
you
a,
both,
like a mind blown or something exploding
so successfully that you grew
you
on the outside
you were gonna...
and you grew on the inside. And I am so proud of you. And that's why Andrew and I reverse engineered this challenge.
Yeah, we knew
and got
this
you
is...
booked in shitty clubs so that you would miss the Grolics on consecutive months so that we would have to take you to a roller coaster. So
next
that you
level
would,
game.
Encounter the problems that you were having with your wife and realize you could be friends post-divorce. Congratulations to you and Andrew.
This is huge.
Us.
Yeah.
Swish
I mean, it was worth every penny.
Us.
We had to pay every one of these shows that you did on this tour.
But
they didn't want to
it
book
also,
you.
And all that garbage aside, it did cause me to confront a huge fear of mine, which was good. And I did find getting on the Twister 2, that third coaster, was much easier than the first two. I was freaked out. I wasn't freaked out until
I sat
down.
Yeah, it's also just
down.
A much tamer ride.
Yeah.
It's just like a
but
it's like a train over bumpy hills.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks. That's
that's
a roller
describing.
Coaster. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will do it again. I think I'll try to push myself on roller coaster. I do want to say thanks to Ron. What about you both? Will you continue to ride roller coasters? And do you think this challenge may
well, since I had to buy a fucking season pass to do this challenge, I guess so. They were selling the season pass for the same price as the ticket. So producer Ron and I jumped on the season pass. Adam here, one and done, paid the same price for a single visit. But yeah, I think this is good. If as you may know, listening to this podcast, this is about, you know, trying to better ourselves and the world around us. Anytime you can confront things that make you uncomfortable or fears that you have, I think that that's a good thing. And I think that theme parks are a good way to do that in like a controlled environment. You can kind of confront those sensations and
I think it, you leave feeling emboldened, I guess, for having done it. I felt very accomplished yesterday after riding the roller coaster. For the rest of the day, I was like, I'm good. Like, even if I do nothing with the rest of this day, I did ride a roller coaster first thing in the morning. So I'm pretty done. 9:45
or 10 a.m., yeah. Adam?
Yeah, but I'd like to get drunker the night before next time.
Yeah, I want because like a froth. I want just like the Anheuser-Busch foam coming out of your mouth and your nose. Yeah,
I didn't puke, and I've never been the guy that puked at the theme park, and I thought this might be the time, but maybe next time.
Yeah, I want to get you off the ride, and I want to blow foam off your face and head like you're a solo cup.
Yeah. While we were waiting for you to show up at the Boomerang, we were really tempted to buy Mountain Dews. There was a Mountain Dew vending machine, and I was like, what if we buy Mountain Dews and slam them so we're just basically guaranteed to vomit them all over Ben on this ride?
And we want to get different colors. Like, I go red, he goes blue. We just
That'd be an amazing challenge for those effect. Jackass dudes would be to just guzzle as much as they can and then ride a roller coaster.
Dude. I feel like I was indirectly very close to that point.
Like, they all go, and then just whoever's in front of them has to chug a gallon of milk and then just fucking...
gallon of clam chowder.
No, I think it's important that you just looked at your fear head on and decided to ride it and to give it a go. That, I think, was the essence of the challenge. Will I go to theme parks again? Sure, if someone's paying for it or I'm with my kids or something. I doubt I'll just go track one down.
Challenge for a podcast.
I also want to say, guys, to everybody listening and wondering... Crystal and I are getting back together. This was all that was missing. She just wanted me to ride roller coaster.
Oh my
so it's
God.
Back on. And I'm so happy to say it, guys. Every day I'm moving out of this place that I've set up as my own. And we're both so happy to announce. We're having another baby. We're having another baby, guys. It's another baby. We're pretty sure it's Ron's. It could be Ron's, but I will raise that boy as if it is my own.
You guys
as
are if good it is people.
Wow.
No,
wow.
It was. I really thank you guys for pushing me to do this. I did have a good time, and as an outdoor bonding trip, hanging with you three, it was really fun. We had a lot of laughs and joked around.
Got to watch a guy get stung in the eye by a bee.
That was fun.
Oh my God! Yeah, we should tell that. Let's tell the bonus Patreon content of that later. But,
okay. So did this better the world around us? Is the world a better place from theme parks or from visiting theme parks?
Theme parks always.
And also, whoever went to Elitch's that day, cool for them to get such a celebrity sighting. So I think that sort of always bettered their day.
Yeah, they were like, these guys are just like us. They get on roller coasters at 10 a.m. like the rest of us.
Just absolute psychopath shit.
I did get a photo with a fan at the entrance. Somebody stopped me and he goes, oh, yes.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
And he took a photo and Ron was standing there. He was like, oh, man, I'm like the only one who's going to recognize you is what he said, which was nice. For everybody listening, just as a heads up, all the footage from this, the photos and things that we took, they're going to be up on Patreon. You got to check it out. It's absolutely ridiculous. Thank you, guys. That was a fun challenge and punishment, but also fun. And I love
a punishment. I guess you'd call it a punishment.
Yes, why don't you shut your stupid? Okay. Yes. Well, here's what we're gonna do. Why don't we do this? Why don't we strap in? Why don't we harness in? The floor is coming out on the HaHa coaster
on this inverted
troller coaster, and we're gonna listen to some live stand up. This next comic, kind of a big deal. A very funny comic. Everybody, please enjoy Mike Kaplan. And when we return, we have more show. Plus, we're going to kind of tease at you what the next episode's challenge is. So stay tuned.
My girlfriend and I were in a park in Brooklyn where I live, and there was a tree. The story all checks out so far. Park without a tree, very suspicious. So there was a rustling sort of in the leaves, and I saw what looked like an animal, and I was like, was that a badger? I don't know what a badger looks like, but I went with badger, and I stuck with it. And she said, I don't think it's a badger. Was it a squirrel? I'm like, it was bigger than a squirrel. Obviously. She's like, was it two squirrels? I was like, maybe. She almost got me. And maybe it was two squirrels like on each other's shoulders with a trench coat disguised as a badger. You know what I mean? I think trying to get into a movie that's only for badgers, you know, like one badger, please. Hey, why did that come out of your mouth and your crotch, squirrel looking badger? And then the trench coat falls and the squirrels scatter. And then that's like my cousin and I used to do. Not exactly, but we tried to get into a movie that was R-rated when we were like 13. And we almost got in. They were about to sell us tickets. And then we were like, can we get the child price? And they were like, get out of here, you dummies. And like I wish we had just showed up with each half a trench coat, like a deconstructed old person, you know, like be like, do we have to really do the whole thing? Like we fall apart. We're an old person. We did that. And they'd be, I would let a person in like that. So anyway, what was it? Was it a badger? Was it two squirrels? The stunning conclusion right now. I went over and I looked and it wasn't nothing. I thought at first I didn't see anything. I was like, did I make it all up? Am I a genius? Nope. I just a guy who saw a thing. And then I was like, it wasn't two squirrels. She wasn't right about that. And it wasn't, I wish it was two badgers, man. It wasn't one badger. It wasn't two. Do you know what it was? Anybody guesses? Anyone guesses? A cat. That's a fine guess. Raccoon's a good guess. Possum, fox, fox. Do foxes go in trees? That's fine. I'm not going to say your guess is worse than everybody else's, but just nobody's ever guessed that before. So you're a real original. And I would say somebody once guessed homeless person. Actually, multiple people. Somebody guessed homeless person, and then somebody guessed leprechaun. And then I was like, oh, man, I want somebody to guess homeless leprechaun, which is most leprechauns on any day where there's no rainbow. You're like, I can't access my funds. You know what I mean? Leprechauns have to have access to the end of the rainbow in order to pay for things. So anyway, as it turned out, it was one squirrel. She was right the first time. So
oh my God, let's go again. God. One more. One
oh
more. God.
No, oh, man. No. So, I know. I can't go again, guys.
We went on another roller coaster while you were listening to the comedy. We just found
of
one.
Emotions.
It was sort of, yeah, it was actually just sort of a freelance roller coaster. They've been driving around on the back of a truck around Denver, and we all hopped in. It was dangerous, but worth it.
Yeah.
What an episode. What an episode. I am
what
still.
What a ride. What a ride, so to speak.
Still scrubbing my boxer briefs out right now.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah. I left some tracks in that bad boy.
No, you don't have a washer dryer set up at all. It's all just sort of down by the
yeah,
river.
He's a hand wash guy. He's got a washboard.
Hipster.
You,
see,
you can catch him down there by the Platte. People are not cool with it. People kayak there.
But can
kids
I say something? When I see Ben's boxer briefs drying on the line and flapping in the wind, I feel wistful.
It's
and it
very
takes me
Americana.
Back to a simpler yeah. time.
I just wish he wasn't immediately out of frame, naked from the waist down.
Why don't you guys come in and have some of the pie that's cooling in the window?
Thanks, Ben.
And by pie, I mean my dangles.
Little Diddy about Jack and Diane.
My backyard cake. Have some of that. Anyway.
We would like to thank Elitch Gardens.
Heck
for
yeah.
Why are we thanking Elitch's? We bought fucking passes. We don't have to thank them.
I'd like
them.
To thank Elitch's for taking...
This is not a promoted thing. Elitch Gardens can thank
us.
$200
But for real, thank you to Milo for being such a great guide and for taunting me the whole time.
Yeah, Ben's son made it great.
The entire line on his ride to yell my name and insult me for not getting on his stupid ride.
thanks to Ron's kids and their friends. That was fun to have them there to watch us struggle.
Yeah. Also a big thanks to my ex-wife, Crystal, for coming along because this really like helped bond us even more.
Yeah, I can't believe we convinced your ex to come watch you be uncomfortable and horrified. I mean, yeah. it was cool that she could carve time out of her day to come see it.
It was fun to see you, Crystal. Thanks for coming.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, lady. What about plugs? Y'all got anything cool?
What's coming up? Ben and I, we have shows coming up. We're going to be down in Trinidad, Colorado. Make the drive. Come on down to Trinidad. There's a spaghetti Western festival. There's going to be stand-up comedy. We're going to be riffing on old spaghetti Western movies. It looks like it's going to be in a real cool little theater. If you're in the Trinidad area, which I guess is only Trinidad, really, you should come on. You should come on by.
So
if you're
Trinidad,
up in Pueblo,
the
make
Trinidad
the trip
area.
Down. If you're in Santa Fe, it's not that far up. Come on up. I believe it's also going to be in Raton, New Mexico. Anyway, also, my game is still live on Kickstarter. If you want to check out my tabletop role-playing game that is going to be printed up and released as a hardcover book in February of next year, check it out. The link's going to be in the show notes. It's called Duster. It's already back, so it's going to happen. You don't have to, you're not going to be rolling the dice on it. Get it? You're going to get a copy of the game.
Did my tweet put it over the top? Was it not funded until I tweeted about it, and then my tweet put it over
it
the top?
Say genuinely it helped. I'll say this.
Yes.
Your tweet got Ian Carmel to tweet about it, and that definitely helped it out.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Ian for retweeting my tweet and ignoring Andrew before that. Appreciate it.
He didn't even retweet it. He just commented on it, and the algorithm scooped it up, and people saw it.
Got it. I got some plugs, too. I'm also in Trinidad, but Trinidad and Tobago. I'm participating in a steel pan tournament for the month of November.
Bing, 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 bing.
But yep. Before that, I will be in Vail October 14th at the Vail Comedy Show. And October 16th, I'll be in Manitou, right near Colorado Springs at Lulu's downstairs. So
Manitou's cool.
If you're in Manitou,
yeah, that venue's
I'm coming your way October 14th and then October 16th.
Yeah.
See you there.
Yeah. Also, I have a couple. October 21st, I will be at Comedy Works South. You can get your tickets now to see me at comedyworks.com. And then October 22nd and 23rd at Comedy House New Orleans. It's a brand new club. I'm excited to get down there. Great city. You can get your tickets at comedyhousenola.com.
But listen, most importantly, beyond our solo bullshit, it's the group effort that you tune into this podcast for. And our monthly Grolic show is happening October 30th at the historic Beautiful Bug Theater. We will have a link to that in the show notes. Come on out. It's going to be a hell of a lineup. We got Josh Blue headlining.
What? Fresh off of America's Got Talent.
It's going to be a fun show. So October 30th, our next Grolic show. See you there, everybody.
Hell yeah. Also, we have a Patreon if you want to support us beyond just listening to the show. You can check it out. It's at patreon.com/Grolic Saves. There's all different tiers you can join. You can get a personal thank you message from Ben. We've got ad-free episodes. We're going to have video footage of us on these goddamn roller coasters.
Oh, you have to check this out. Ron kept the GoPro with him the entire time.
And see how ugly our faces can get when they're subjected to 3 Gs and we're terrified. Oh,
plus,
boy.
Plus, dudes, plus a little bird told me there's a brand new boy crazy coming down
what?
The pipeline.
Ooh. There's a boy crazy. You know what? The hosts of Boy Crazy are prolific.
We have a pod within a pod. It's called Boy Crazy, wherein we rate the hunk-worthiness of different hunks. So, yeah.
And there's a new one coming, only available to Patreon.
Yeah.
Boy Crazy.
Also, thanks to everybody who's been joining up. We'd love to see new faces on there. We greatly appreciate your support.
And if you don't already follow us, you can find us on the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram. We're at Grolic Comedy. And, you know, I like to say smoosh that subscribe button on your podcasts as you're listening to this. And we're getting a bunch of great reviews. I'd like to read another one right now, dudes.
Oh, I love this. This is my favorite part.
Well, I'm going back in the reviews because we've only started doing this lately. And I'm not just going to do it because people want to be read. I'm going back to people that didn't know we'd read their reviews that appreciated us from the fucking jump. This is Mr. Kite, 1976, an awesome group of people. 5 stars. This is a great podcast by a really great group of friends. They're each hilarious on their own, but together make one of the best comedy groups I've ever heard.
What?
You feel like you're
Eat
part
it, Three
of the
Stooges.
Gang. You feel like you're part of the gang listening to them. A++. And I read that one because I know Ben and Andrew have never received an A++. So congratulations.
Thank you. And I want to just say the only part of that I take issue with is friends. It's a leap.
Yeah. What's my middle name? What's my middle name?
Best friends.
Tell me what my middle name is right now.
Andrew Seamus Orvidal.
No, it's not.
See?
No,
you don't
know.
It's close.
No.
It's not. It's Deshaun.
No. It's Andrew Deshaun, the little prince Orvidal.
Orvidal. Yeah, exactly. This episode and all the ones prior to it would not be possible without the leadership of our steadfast producer, human action cam, Ron Doyle. Oh, man. And I don't like him, but he really went above and below today. And,
above and below. So above, both.
Yeah, it
above, went
above and below.
Yeah.
No, below too.
Okay.
And as usual, that those dulcet tones you hear at the beginning, the theme music, it's brought to you as always by the thrill-seeking Charlie Continental.
Yes.
Can I tell you dudes about next episode's challenge?
Yeah, what are we going to do?
Do tell.
What are we
going to
do?
Pray tell.
What are we going to do?
We fucking did it. We went to the beautiful town of Basalt this weekend. We opened up the arts campus at Willett's, a great new cultural facility. We did a live podcast there. It was a blast. We're going to air it. And as a little teaser to our fans, like I like to call them savers, to all the savers out there.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
No, I'm no. trying to shoehorn it in. Okay, I'll try again next week. We ate a bunch of exotic
shit.
Meats. Exotic meats.
On stage. Oh.
Exotic meats.
We
tune in.
Exotic meats. Dude, I'm vegetarian.
Ben, you did it.
All right. Well, as usual, my favorite part of this show and the best part when I, this is why I
is
do
it
this.
The best because it's over? Is it the best because it's over? Or you just like saying it? Are you glad
I'm
that this podcast is over?
I'm just a fan of this guy and this track. Like, let's not waste time. Play us out, Charlie!